Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, the show about everything and nothing at all. Now please welcome the Educated Redneck himself, Mr. Dan Ellison.
Greetings from George West, Texas.
Yes.
Deep in the heart of Texas. Yay! Yeah, last week of the tour is upon us. Man, it has been a long 4 months. 4 months, 24,000 miles. Wowzer. Double what most people do in a year out here facing the Biden gas prices, which have been slipping, not due to any action of our mentally impaired president, none whatsoever. You have to try to be as dumb as he is. And it's not his fault. Anybody who's ever taken care of dementia patients knows what we're looking at. This man cannot hold a train of thought to save his ass. Period. End of it. But anyhow, the tour's been going excellent. Crowds have been great. It's to get a crowd that didn't come specifically to comedy to watch an entire show is a feat in and of itself. Because the new generation, they're the center of all attention, and the same people that don't have the courage to get together and act and stand up in front of the crowd and be judged will not hesitate to try to upstage you from the safety of the audience where they can just yell shit. So to get them so engaged that they don't do that is a task in and of itself. It really is. It's good to be here. It's good to be on the radio where I can give you my opinions. And that's what I'm doing. I'm never claiming anything I'm giving you as fact. I want you to look. See, I'm not like the other side. I'm not like the other side that used the FBI, DOJ, and numerous other government agencies to suppress information because they can't defend their side. Oh, no, quite on the contrary. I like challenges. I like people to challenge me. I hate it when they get upset when I win and they start resorting to name calling. And it's usually your pointy head PhDs and your the new libs where they result to shouting you down, calling you a racist, telling you you just don't know that you don't know enough. Well, I didn't say you were stupid. Yeah, you did. See, they try all these word games to make themselves appear to be tolerant is what they do. Last week of the show, rolling down, sitting here in the mobile studio. Solar is pumping. It's got the batteries topped off after running them last night. I have an oven in the refrigerator. See, this is the thing about solar. I'm not against solar. I am quite for solar. Just not the way they're trying to use it. Trying to use it to make these gigantic generating stations is really stupid. To put solar panels in the middle of a field to generate power and then put it on transmission lines and send it to your house is probably one of the dumbest things ever. Now, putting those same solar panels on your roof and using them directly at your house, however, a very good thing, actually. So, sorry, Junior here was trying to get himself tucked under the blankets. A little chilly in the van this morning. Son's quickly taking care of that, but he likes to be snuggled in. He's an old man, and he's he likes to be warm. But anyhow, the tour's been going great, man. It's so much fun to get out here and make people laugh. People need that in their lives. We need the joyous. We need the laughter. We most absolutely do. We need to be out here and see our fellow Americans and quit letting the government divide us. Because that's what the government's trying to do. You've got to always remember this. The government we started with is not the government we have right now. It is supposed to be we the people, not we the government. Yet the government has taken it upon themselves to lead. We're here to lead. No, you're here to represent. I didn't want a leader. I don't want a dictator, representative. That's what I want. And that's what we need. The government was never supposed to be the leader. The government was never, ever supposed to be the leader. It was always, always supposed to be the representative. It is up to the people to decide what they want, not for the government to decide what it wants and then tell you what you get. That, my friends, is a commie dictatorship, and that's why the Democrats have started calling themselves socialist Democrats, because they believe that they are more intelligent than the American people. Totally believe that. And they believe it with an attitude of, if you do not follow, we will force you to follow, which was never meant to be the way. Never. Yet it is what we are facing right now. It is totally what we are facing right now. So, this will be the next to the last show from the road next Monday. I hope to be somewhere over either in eastern Texas or on the way home, state over, heading back to Virginia Beach. Haven't been home since August 14th, out here on the highway, making a living with my sick van, praying this baby gets home. So if you're a praying type, pray for Dan to get home in his van that is at the end of its rope. So what I'm going to do is, of course, as we do every week, I've got the intro out. I've got the beginning started. And now it is time to run our first commercials. And then I will go retrieve Herman. He called me. He has some stuff that he wants to bring up today. And I always love when Herman brings stuff to the show because it's always excellent. So as always, I'm going to start with shameless self-promotion because there's only 1 week left. So here we go, folks. Get some commercials out of the way and get the show rocking and rolling. Be right back.
That's right. The Jokers and Jesters Comedy Tour is back on the road. We are currently promoting our second Amazon Prime special, Jokers and Jesters, the next special. We will be touring small towns across this great country of ours. So for our tour dates, follow us on Facebook at Jokers and Jester Comedy Tour or at our website, jokersandjester.com. It's a great night of music, laughter, and magic. Don't miss us as we come to a small town near you.
Most people say they hate wearing shoes and would go barefoot if they knew they were allowed. People say it all the time on their social medias, but they are worried that someone will say something to them. So everyone wears the cheapest flip-flops with the least amount of fabric on them. Most people do not even know that it's completely 100% legal to go barefoot into a store. Most people think that driving barefoot is illegal, but it isn't. Driving barefoot actually is safer than wearing most shoes. Going outside barefoot for a walk is one of the healthiest things you could do, but most people are afraid someone will say so. Or they quote the myths and the rumors that their grandma told them years ago. The fact is, there are no laws against driving a car, going to a store, or eating in a restaurant barefoot. So don't give in to bad fashion, hurt heels, or a broken flip-flop. For more information, please check out barefootislegal.org or find us on your favorite social media.
We all know that times are tough and things are really expensive right now. So why not save a little bit of your wallet as well as the landfill? Marti.com carries high quality products at low, low prices, sometimes up to 70% off of retail. I just got a wonderful package of beef jerky for 1 cent sent to my house through Marti.com. Marti.com offers high-quality products at discount prices. Why? Well, sometimes products are seasonal or overstocked or packaging just changes. It's still great quality food, but it's going to end up in the landfill if we don't find some way to distribute it. And leave that to Marti.com. Now, if you want to save a little extra today, you can get $20 off your first order by going to our Facebook group for Dynamic Word Bible Studies and picking up a discount code there. So check out Dynamic Word Bible Studies at Facebook and find Marti.com on our comments. You'll be able to get this free discount code. It's going to give you $20 off, and it's also a great way to support.
I've heard stories from teachers in classes where their students are grounded that they have half the level of referrals for discipline. Some students who were in tears because they were experiencing success when before they were experiencing failure with their behavior and discipline. I've heard stories from teachers with autistic children who have been grounded where they have less of what they call the meltdowns. And the meltdowns are less frequent and shorter, and they come back into the classroom and they're learning more than they had learned prior to the grounding. It's amazing what happens, not just with the teacher at the front of the class, but what can happen with the student sitting in the class. And just think, if every single student and every single teacher and every single classroom and every single school across this whole world was grounded.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Hello, everyone. I want to introduce you to our friends at Marti.com. At Marti, you can stock up on all your pantry items and other household items for way, way cheaper than traditional grocery stores. I like that most of the items are organic. Also, I really dig their 1 cent deal of the day. It changes every single day. I recently snagged a 10-ounce bag of dog treats for Chewbacca for a penny. Normally, they sell on their site for $7.99. With the upcoming food shortages, this is my favorite place to stock up on canned goods. If you live in the mountain or Pacific time zones, you need to get with Marti.com, M-A-R-T-I-E.com. Look for our link on our FreedomizerRadio.com website and get a $10 free just because I told you to go there. Marti.com. Great deals, good feels.
Well, we're back. I'm going to have to go back and do another one to pick up Herman. He is currently doing some stuff, but I'm going to get moving. I'm going to get moving with the show, and I'm going to get moving with Biden. Have you watched videos of him lately? This man cannot make a single point that is coherent. Well, like when he started talking about shootings in the Second Amendment the other day, and oh, and then they just pick them up off the counter, and where am I at? This guy, anybody with a pea-sized brain can see this man is not fit to lead the country, let alone a taco stand. Yet the Democrats, the ones who, this is the end of democracy, have said he will be your candidate. They won't allow debates. They won't allow primaries. They won't allow a single challenger. They decided this guy who shits his pants and who is mentally unstable is the candidate. He is the best person out of 377 million people. He is their candidate. And you're going to allow it. You're okay with it. Sure. Sure. You know, I don't want to be led by a man who doesn't know where the hell he's at. And actually, I don't want to be represented, with say it correctly. We got to quit calling these people leaders. That's first. That went to their head. They are our representatives. They are not our leaders. Study history, kids. Look at how this country was founded. They were never meant to be leaders. They were meant to be representatives. But you have elevated and passed off your responsibilities to a bunch of bought and paid for idiots. And that's where we're at. That's where we're at. And this whole EV mandate, folks, they're ruining this country. Biden said he wants to shut down 60% of our electrical production. At the same time, he wants to quadruple the demand. Folks, and if you don't believe me, watch some of the, go look up some of these videos where guys are talking about what's necessary just to put in a small trucking firm with electric vehicles. The amount of power needed is quadruple of what we could possibly provide with our grid. And then, and this is the other thing people don't want to talk about, when the grid goes down, all power, all transportation will be lost. And you won't be able to, you know, well, the gas stations won't be able to put, you can put stuff down in there and siphon out gas. You can get gas. If you got diesel, you can get some kind of biodiesel. But when electricity's gone, electricity's gone. Unless you have solar or wind. Folks, they are backing us into a corner to destroy us. Cloward and Piven. Look it up. Look it up. Cloward and Piven. Destroy the system. Overwhelm the system. And then put the system you want in. Hey, this is a funny thing. You will not hesitate to believe, oh, rednecks are dumb and racist, and this person's this, and that person's that, but you won't believe a single thing evil about your representative, well, your leaders, as you call them. Absolute power corrupts absolutely is one of the very best phrases ever made, because it's true. It is 100% true. And your leaders have been corrupted. They have been bought and paid for. They just had a checked in on Biden's wealth and Kamala's wealth. And they have more than doubled since they've taken office. On $400,000, is that what the president makes? I wonder what the vice president makes, because it's not $400,000 because she's second in command. So how do you add millions in wealth when you're making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year living in the most expensive city in the United States? I'll wait. You make it by being bought and paid for. They have there's more information. They are trying so desperately to hide the Biden crime family from scrutiny. But they're not going to be able to do it. And that's why they fear Donald Trump so much. And I love it. They're like, Donald Trump says he'll be a dictator. That's not what he said. It's funny. You didn't mind the second Biden hit the office. Like a dictator, he took his pen. He signed over 100 executive orders like a dictator. That didn't bother you because that's your guy. But Trump saying that he'd be a dictator in starting the pipelines back and getting us energy independent. Oh, he said he'd be a dictator. He said he'd, no, he didn't. I'm sick to death of this lying horse shit. Somebody's got to stand up to these little commie assholes. Somebody's got to stand up. Somebody's got to say no. There has to stand up for your side. Why are you so afraid? I don't give a shit if you know I like Donald Trump, because at least he did something for this country. But Biden's economy is so much better. Shut up. Shut up with those lies, and they are absolute 100% lies. Again, if you notice something, there's a pattern. When a republic is in office and the economy is going great, the press as a whole, oh, it's terrible. Oh, this is horrific. And then the people, hey, man, it's great. I got money in my pockets. Everything's going good. Then when a Democrat gets in the office, oh, he's the greatest. His economy's the greatest. And everybody's unemployed. Everybody's broke. Record debt, record student debt, record credit card debt, record families going in debt, houses being lost. Oh, the economy's great. I'm telling you, man. This is just absurd. Looks like I'm going to go get Herman. And so I've got to play a certain amount of commercials. So guess what? We're going to play some commercials while I go pick up Herman. Get our second break out of the way. I know. I'm sorry, folks, but once Herman and I get talking, I have a tendency to lose track. So, run some real quick commercials, and I'll be right back.
Peace, what's up, y'all? This is Ninja Scroll. Check out my newest album, Renewed Mind, with songs like this. Solve Coagula. Solve Coagula. Tear down and rebuild the whole system. Bible prophecy fulfilled. Snakes in the grass.
Son of position.
Got snakes in the grass. Rally through the high pass. Traps all laid out. Avoid the bomb.
I got ya right where I want ya. Like a raw line in the field, I stalked ya. Creeped up on ya, peeped on your aura. Laying in wait, ready to pounce on ya. Once I get ya, you'll be a goner.
Can you hear me now?
Just all part of the game.
In this evil solo, now it's time to open up your eyes. Look at how you're living, just to follow where we're Satan's.
And the new norms, the new world order. Yeah, go get yours right now at officialninjascroll.web.com. That's officialninjascroll.web.com.
Trying to show you everything, but you ain't care. Got you running scared, it's fear that is the main weapon. Peace to the people that was always prepping. I'm stepping on toes trying to wake you up.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is your governor speaking.
Today's training evolution, dogfighting, taking on the corporate media.
The rules of engagement are as follows. Number one, don't fire unless fired upon. But when they fire, you fire back with overwhelming force.
Does it say that in the bill?
I'm asking
you to tell me what's in the bill.
Number two, never, ever back down from a fight.
If I could complete the question, though.
So you're going to give a speech or ask a question?
Number three, don't accept their narrative.
It's wrong. It's a fake narrative. I just disabused you of the narrative, and you don't care about the facts.
It's why people don't trust people like you, because you peddle false narratives.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's jump up on you.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood,
stand your ground and take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.
My fellow Americans, it looks like some things have changed. Are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents?
You want an abortion? Get one!
Younger parents aren't sure that an appreciation of America is the right thing to teach modern children.
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great.
When I drive into a neighborhood and there are American flags, it's a message of white supremacy.
I'm warning of an eradication of the American memory that could result in an erosion of the American spirit.
We need to completely dismantle the police department.
If we forget what we did, we won't know who we are. We've got to do a better job of getting across that America is free, and freedom is special and rare. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of enterprise. As long as we remember our first principle and believe in ourselves, the future will always be ours. Ours was the first revolution in the history of mankind that truly reversed the course of government, and with three little words, we the people. We the people are free. Once you begin a great movement, there's no telling where it'll end.
And we're back, and I've got Herman in tow. Say hi, Herman.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I was just sitting there talking to you off the air about all this stuff going on with Biden.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, have you watched his speeches, the one he gave on the Second Amendment the other day?
No, I didn't.
Oh, he's out there going, kids grab guns off of counters, and then he totally lost his train of thought, and then he starts rambling about so incoherent shit. It's obvious this man ain't got two brain cells to rub together.
Yeah.
And they're allowing him to stay president.
Yeah. That's it ain't fair system. It's what it is.
Well, and then he came out a couple of days before that and said he wants to shut down where 60% of the American production comes from for electricity. So this man wants to add millions of cars to a system that's already taxed, and then he wants to take 60% of its production capability away because it's not green.
And then when we realize that the car is first of all, electric cars are not green.
No.
Okay, because it's put like this. People have to understand one thing. For an electric car to run, you need oil to run the electric pumps.
Yes, sir. Oil, natural gas, coal provide the vast majority of American electricity.
Yes.
To mention all the trucks that are needed to mine the ore to make the batteries.
Yes. And then where do you dispose of all this material that you made the batteries from?
Look, it's because nobody's thinking. I'll tell you one thing I did see, and I wish I could remember where, and I should have saved it, but I was doing my normal, you know, going through stuff and looking at things. There's an African dude that has finally tapped into zero-point energy. And he has a car that has no batteries that runs on electricity that he taps from the atmosphere.
Yes.
And he has developed a little electric generator type thing that you can run your house on that has nothing. It has no generator, has no moving parts. It strictly taps zero-point energy, which is something Nikola Tesla was talking about way years ago before the government ruined him. The government basically killed him and then swooped in and took all of his research. And this is also the same zero-point energy that aliens use and the ancient civilizations used, and has been hidden from America to keep us slaves so that we have to pay for energy. We have to work hard for our energy when it actually should be free and it's all around us.
Well, see, when they teach you what energy is versus showing you what energy is, they teach you what energy is. They can show you what energy is, but the reason why they teach you is because the truth is not what they show you.
Right. Because they can't make money off of it.
No. That's why marijuana stayed illegal for so long.
Oh, yeah.
They
cured so many things. It cures so many things at zero cost because you can grow your own cure.
Yeah. And see, the medical field right now is in trouble because everything that can cure you comes from something natural, and all the pharmacy is an imitation of the natural.
Exactly.
Period.
Exactly. And well, see, that's what people don't want to hear. And you and I both know it's true because, again, knowledge you're taught versus knowledge that you experience. We have both experienced a complete change in our health by getting off the GMOs, getting off the processed foods, getting off the boxed foods, going to natural foods, going to natural, everything as natural as we can get it, as close to the source as possible. Both of our healths have changed.
Perfect example. I'm going to ask you a question. Would you eat glue?
No.
Okay, but why is it that you would drink milk? Because the same cow on Elmer's glue is the same cow that was on the milk carton.
Yeah. Actually, you're right. Hey, dude. People are starting slowly to wake up.
Yeah, slowly.
Slowly. And because, and again, it goes back to that phrase. It's easier to fool a man than convince him to be fooled.
Yes.
And then you look around here, and I saw an article the other day that this whole fatism, where people are being discriminatory against fat people. We're not discriminatory. We're not hating. We're trying to save your damn life. Having arms, having big fat pieces hanging off the back of your arms where you can't walk and you got to go into Walmart and put your fat ass in a cart is not good for you.
Yeah. Walking around here going beep, beep, beep because your big ass is too big.
Yeah. That's not fatism. That's somebody actually gives a shit and is going to speak up and go, hey, man, that ain't healthy. It's funny how they don't hesitate if you're smoking crack. Hey, crack's not good for you. Neither is being a fat ass.
Yeah. Neither is being a fat ass. And no one understands that.
No. I don't hate you. I wouldn't keep from talking to you. I would not be your friend. But I'm going to tell you, to be honest with you, look around, man. Just look around. People don't walk anymore. They waddle.
They waddle.
Look at all, they waddle. Back and he's just rocking back and forth in big old. That's not healthy. It's not good for your body. It's not good for your joints. And why are all these record knee replacements and hip replacements? And then people go, well, I'm trying to eat good. If you're eating anything that says GMO, look at every damn product in the shelves. GMO, GMO, GMO. Why are people getting fat? GMO.
And now you think GMO is two separate people. Who is that? That's GM and Mo. Oh, so you're saying it's the general manager and more. Yeah, GMO. General manager and more.
But that's the funny thing, though. Your body doesn't know what to do with that bullshit. And so it just turns it into fat.
And then we have to be careful with this. Stop drinking and eating from plastic products.
Oh, yeah.
Stop eating and drinking from plastic products. The water bottles that we drink contain particles of plastic. Now,
yes.
Maybe this has something to do with clogged arteries and heart conditions.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's I'm trying to find this article where there's a whole new disease thing that they found from plastic, and it's they're finally starting to actually realize and talk about that they did a study of people's hearts. And when they did a study of the people's hearts, they found plastic particles in the heart.
Yes, yes.
Here we go. Here we go. This is it. I've just found the article. The first disease caused by ingested plastic was just described by scientists.
Oh, my goodness.
One of the most plastic-contaminated birds in the whole world is silently suffering from a novel emerging disease scientists have called plasticosis.
Oh, if you want to get all the information for plastic, you know where you can get it from, don't you?
Where?
The almanac. Go to the back of the almanac and look up levels of plastic. And it will tell you what bottles they use and what type of plastic they use for each bottle. And the most safest plastic that's used is the plastic that you use to hold in chemicals. But why won't you use that type of plastic that we eat food off of?
Or why won't you use the plastic that can be derived from hemp? At a much cheaper cost. And it's much healthier because it's hemp and it's not a petrochemical.
It's biodegradable.
Yeah. It will degrade in the landfills. It doesn't poison you. But hemp's evil. Hemp's evil. Marijuana's evil. They got people so damn convinced of it. I asked this question in bars, how many people think we should legalize marijuana? And it never ceases to amaze me that in a room full of people drinking the poison that is alcohol, they will not clap to legalize something that is nowhere near, not even in the same neighborhood, doesn't have the detriments that alcohol has, but they have been so convinced because the government made alcohol legal. I said evil. That's a great one. That's a great little slip there. That made alcohol legal, and it is one of the most destructive things on the planet Earth. Yet they believe because the government told them that it's legal, that it's better than a plant that grows and is 100% natural. The transformation in my life over the 11 years that I have quit drinking is phenomenal.
Yeah.
And I am such a better person because I don't pour that poison into me. You'll never see people lose control of themselves smoking pot.
Nah, they might lose control and go to sleep.
Yeah, well, they might damage a pizza.
Yeah, now they might do some major damage. Major damage to a pizza, yes, sir.
But you get people in alcohol, they're going to fight. They become aggressive. They become belligerent. They become everything bad. And who made alcohol? Man.
Mm.
The natural things are so much better for you than all this man-made horse shit. And I saw Joe Rogan say, he goes, I'll go to a doctor if I broke a bone. He goes, I'll go to a doctor if I have something that needs to be fixed like that, a bone or something like that. He goes, but for my general health, he goes, I'll never go to a doctor again because they're pill-pushing bitches, and that's all they do. And it's true, because at this age, my parents were taking 20 to 40 pills a day. And at this age, I only take one pill that I have to take because of my nerve disease that helps me with my dizziness. That's the only thing I take. And if I could find a natural thing that would replace it, I would replace it.
Wow. That's amazing.
Parents are taking cholesterol medicine. And that's the other thing. I saw that natural health lady. She was sitting there going, we were told way in the past that 300 was good cholesterol, and they keep changing the cholesterol. And as they've changed our cholesterol down, Alzheimer's and all kinds of strange brain diseases have gone up. Because your body needs those fats. They use them. Your brain uses them. But we're being told that they're evil and dangerous, and we got to cut them down. And here, take these statins. And it's amazing. Right when the statin drug showed up, showed it in Alzheimer's, showed it in all these blood things, and it's stunning what we accept as fact.
Yes,
because somebody educated told us.
Education
is somebody telling you knowledge, not you experiencing knowledge.
Yeah. Education is the memorization of someone else's usage.
Right. And just because they tell you, you must believe it, remember it, and bet your life on it.
Right.
And speaking of that, You had something you had mentioned to me. You called me and talked to me about this, about the mRNA vaccine, air quotes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now we're noticing that that is a chemical, that's biological and chemical warfare. Biological is a weapon.
Absolutely.
And they finally admitted it.
Well, they had to.
You got to tell the truth.
You can only hide the truth for so long. You can only hide the truth for so long, and then eventually it will bubble to the surface.
Oh, yeah. And that's what they don't like.
Well, it's been proven. And see, this is the other thing. Well, you were in conspiracy theories. No, folks, look. You look at everything that was called a conspiracy theory has actually turned out to be a fact. Everything
yes.
that the conspiracy theorists said about COVID and the vaccine has all turned out to be true. All of it.
Conspiracy is this acknowledging something that no one else knew before. Period.
Don't blame me because I can connect the dots before you can open your eyes.
Yes. Conspiracy theory is questioning anything in authorities.
Well, I don't know if you've heard this, but they're starting to put regulations on who can get health insurance. And guess what their restrictor is?
What's that?
How many COVID vaccines you've had. If you've had one COVID vaccine, you can no longer get the top-of-the-line health insurance. If you've had two, you can't even get the next step down. If you've had three, you can't even get the next step down. If you've had four or more, you can't even get it.
Wow.
Now, always remember this, and this is a great way to find truth, too. And it's funny because it seems like a cheap way to do it. But investors are people who actually do their own research. they have their own research departments, and they will research something before they invest in it. Now, life insurance has investors, and what they plan to do is sell you something that they can make money on. Now, that making money depends on how long you live, because they have to balance out how much you pay versus what they eventually will pay out. And so these investors that invest insurance for your health and insurance for your house. I don't know if you've seen that one. He's a real old dude, and he says fuck a lot. I mean, because he just like, I watched him, this woman goes, what are you going to do about global warming? And he goes, shut the fuck up. And then the lady starts saying, because no, listen to me. He goes, bankers want to make money. Bankers understand when they loan you money on a house, if that house was in a place that was going to be underwater in 10 years and your mortgage is 40 years, they're going to lose. He goes, if this global warming horse shit was true, he goes, nobody would loan you money in Florida ever. Tell me he's wrong. It does. Al Gore, who, oh, this is going to happen, bought a house on the oceanfront. Now, if he believes this horse shit that he's peddling, why did he buy a house in a place that's going to be underwater in 20 years?
Because they know it not to be true.
That's right. And then that guy said, and he goes, the only thing I'm mad at Al Gore was he came up with this scam to make billions before I did. And that's true. It's a scam.
Well,
it is a scam.
One of the biggest scams I ever seen in America was when they told you that black people couldn't read or write. So any scam that follows, I'm not surprised at any scam.
No. Well, that's the whole thing. And that's the other end of it. You actually seeing that the black community is finally waking up to what voting Democrats done to them.
Hello. Some are, but you got to think, most people just feel mad at Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the big boogeyman. That's the big boogeyman. Donald Trump. If he gets in, he's going to be a dictator. And that's the other thing. They said, he said he was going to be a dictator. No, I watched the damn interview. That when Tucker Carlson said, are you going to be a dictator? He said, day one.
Yeah.
He goes, when I turn back the pipeline and I turn back the shit. Nobody said dictator when Biden on his first day signed how many, 20, 30 edicts? You will do it this way, shut down a pipeline. You want to talk about a dictator? Biden's the dictator.
And truthfully.
Yeah. Biden's the dictator. Biden is telling us that we must buy electric cars by 2030. That's what a dictator does. Go ask the American public if they want this electric bullshit. They don't. Look at what Ford's losing. Ford's losing $5 billion on their electric cars.
Oh, wow.
They lose $30,000 on every electric car they produce.
Yes, because they know that it's a lie.
Well, and also people won't buy them. Nobody wants these pieces of shit. Yet the government's determined again. The government is supposed to represent our wishes, not dictate our wishes.
Yes. That is crazy.
So how can you run a business operating at a $5 billion loss?
You can't.
No.
You can't. You cannot. It's impossible.
No.
$5 billion loss.
And what are they going to do? The government's going to bail them out. You watch.
Man, this place is crazy.
This place is nuts, man.
They are hell bent on destroying this country. It's obvious. This isn't stupidity. This isn't a lack of knowledge. This is a deliberate destruction.
Deliberate, purposeful destruction.
It is. And they are selling us poisoned food. You go into the store, 80% of the shit on the shelves is horrific for you.
Horrific.
And then you go in, and I noticed this as I'm walking around, and people have carts full of chips and shit food and all this box stuff that they don't have to do anything with. And now the microwaves destroy every good thing in food. They destroy your water. You're cooking with radiation. Why do you think that's good?
What, we cooking with radiation? None of it makes sense.
No. And I fell into the trap. I fell into the trap. I used a microwave for years. Now that bitch never gets turned on.
Mm.
I take the time to put my shit in something that will warm it up without radiation.
Yeah. That is amazing.
And I never thought of it. I didn't, because we were told it was safe. We were told it was good. It's the new convenience. Why spend 20 minutes to cook something when 2 minutes will take the same thing?
Yes.
But that 2 minutes will remove every good property of that food.
Mm-mm-mm.
And my health, since I've taken all of these things that I was told was perfectly safe out of my diet, has improved a million times over. Because I used to have to get up in the morning and do this big wind-up because I felt so bad. Now I wake up and I'm perky and I'm ready to go and I'm in a much better place. I have more energy throughout the day. My weight, I've lost 100 pounds. And I just, and people go, well, what kind of diet on y'all? I'm on the diet of, I eat fresh. I don't eat anything out of a box. I don't eat anything processed. And I cook my meals. That's what this one guy was saying. He goes, you know, all them shelves with all the box shit in it? He goes, stay out of those. Go buy your fish. Go buy your stuff and cook it yourself. And you'll become healthier overnight. And he's right.
Mm-hmm.
100% right.
Yeah, 110% right.
But now they've got over, I think I saw the numbers. Now 92% of America has had at least one dose of the COVID gene therapy.
I got to go back to the, hold on. I got to go back to the car and get my car out of the car. You know, man, it's about to drive me crazy. Man, yes, man.
And that's what it is. It's gene therapy.
It is. People don't understand this. They're wearing us out.
Oh, yeah.
They're wearing us out.
They're going to kill us one by one. Why do you think the Georgia Guidestones said that they were going to reduce the population on the planet to 500 million people? Was that just a joke?
No, it ain't no joke.
Oh, here's the other one. I almost forgot this. I don't know if you've heard this or not. You hear about the new Obama movie?
No, what happened?
Obama and Michelle have produced a movie. And this movie, okay, and let's go back before we talk about this. Remember the old, we must tell you before we do it. This movie is about a cyber attack on America that shuts down the grid and everything, and millions die.
Wow.
Now, you take the knowledge that Obama has of the inner workings of everything, and they said that during the movie, he insisted that certain things to be done such a way that everybody that was doing it was like, he has knowledge.
That is crazy.
So they are basically telling you what's coming.
Yeah. They're basically telling you what's coming.
They're telling you. And buddy, I don't think people are completely prepared for what's happening. And part of that movie was that the terrorists invaded us from the southern border, which is exactly what's happening right now.
Yeah.
Dude, we are in scary times.
We are in very, very scary times, man.
And this whole mRNA shit, them trying to say that it's a vaccine, it's not. It is gene therapy. They are changing you. And then I watched this dunce cat the other day trying to say that all the athletes' problems are being caused by their past Rona infections and not the vaccine. All their health problems that suddenly cropped up are because they got the Rona, not because they got the injection. Yet, the Rona has been around way before this year. This is just another incarnation of it that was designed in a lab, which is now accepted truth. Oh, damn it. Phone call. Of course, Herman gets cut off. Oh, man. This is amazing. How many times have our calls... This is unreal. This is unreal. Folks, if you can't open your eyes to what's going on, if you cannot see the absolute destruction of America, if you cannot see the destruction of your health, look at the pictures from the 70s. Look at any picture from the 70s from any beach in the country, and you will see thin people. We didn't just change our eating habits overnight. We didn't just change them overnight. And as we have been fed GMOs, genetically modified organisms, and it's become part of our food, our body doesn't know what to do with it. Our body absolutely does not know what to do with it. And it's not healthy. They've shown time and time again the why did all the gluten things just show up? Why did they just show up out of the blue? Why did the nut allergies show up out of the blue? Why did Alzheimer's show up out of the blue? Why did skin cancer erupt out of the blue? Why did all cancers erupt out of the blue? Why did heart attacks erupt and expand? Because you've been fed poison. You have 100% been fed poison. They have poisoned your food. They have poisoned what your containers are. They've all done it under this auspice of, we're going to save the planet. Glass will save the planet. Because glass is easily recycled. Easily recycled. We used to recycle glass bottles and all these other things. the bottles so that they could be sent back to the manufacturer. But plastic is so much more convenient. And I'm going to admit, I've got a pallet of plastic water sitting here. And I'm trying to figure out a way, as I travel, to replace that. But unfortunately, that is one really hard task. So I'm going to take a break and see if I can pick Herman back up, because got a few more minutes here left in the show, and I'd like to finish our conversation. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to shoot up some commercials for you and then try to get right back to you and get this show back on track for the last hour, half hour. Sorry it's been such a crazy episode. But being out on the road and doing everything remotely and through my phone can kind of make things kind of hard to accomplish. So hope you stick with us. We'll get this conversation started back. Be right back.
Hello, everyone. I want to introduce you to our friends at Marty.com. At Marty, you can stock up on all your pantry items and other household items for way, way cheaper than traditional grocery stores. I like that most of the items are organic. Also, I really dig their 1 cent deal of the day. It changes every single day. I recently snagged a 10-ounce bag of dog treats for Chewbacca for a penny. Normally, they sell on their site for $7.99. With the upcoming food shortages, this is my favorite place to stock up on canned goods. If you live in the mountain or Pacific time zones, you need to get with Marty.com, M-A-R-T-I-E.com. Look for our link on our FreedomizerRadio.com website and get a $10 free just because I told you to go there. Marty.com. Great deals, good feels. Have you looked at the price of Bitcoin lately? Cryptocurrencies are the hottest financial investment right now. Well, what if you can get free Bitcoin fractions by having an app on your phone or PC? Introducing Lolli, a website that rewards you with free Bitcoin pieces with your online purchases. You purchase from one of thousands of companies like Chewy, Old Navy, Groupon, and others. You get a percent of your purchase back in Bitcoin. Use my link on freedomizerradio.live or find me on Facebook for your special link to get started. Lolli, earn free Bitcoin while you shop. Hey, Freedomist Proof here. Just want to let everybody know that I have a trusted source for EMF protection. So you can block out this 5G possibly from your cell phone or any other electronic devices. Go to groundwithgia.com and please check out the selection of products that you might need to help filter out all this electronic garbage that's going to get into your house and to your life. So most of us have cell phones except for me. You're going to want to protect yourself. We all have Wi-Fi, and you definitely want to do something about this. Please check it out, groundwithgia.com. That's groundwithgia.com. Hey, everyone. Proof here again. I want to let you know that you want to protect yourself against this upcoming food shortage that's about to happen. I know with all this COVID stuff that growing your own food is going to be extremely important right now. So I want to introduce you to my friends over at groundwithagarden.com, and you can get yourself hooked up with a vertical garden that you can grow inside or outside of your house. So if you have a back patio or you don't have room outside, you can grow in either way. And I have a bunch of stuff growing on mine. I have pictures to share. I love this thing. This is the best garden and most successful that I've ever had for gardening for my own self. So let me give you the website again, groundwithagarden.com. That's groundwithagarden.com.
And we're back. I got Herman back, as much as they try to keep us from talking. And now, and we were talking about this off the air, and I want to bring this up because this is another thing I wanted to bring up on the show. New York, you know, the liberal bastion has passed a law that gives the governor power to yank you from your home and put you in a camp if they determine you're sick.
They determine they're sick based on what? I don't know.
And they can hold you as long as they want without representation, taking all of your rights away.
You know what?
You know what? If you're going to have that law, they need to add an amendment to you. And here's the amendment. You've got to go to the camp in a boxcar. Because this has already been done once before, kids. It was done in World War II by the Nazis when they took your rights because you were a dirty Jew is what they called them. I'm not saying that. That's what the Germans said. See, the Germans convinced people that the Jews were dirty people, they were different people, and they need to be treated differently, and their final solution was to exterminate them. And they took their rights, and they put them in boxcars, and they sent them to camps. You tell me what's different than what that New York law just said.
Yeah, and then the sad thing is, I'm looking at people in trailer parks and projects that have no clue to what success in life is. Now, our lives have already been hell. Now, you want to put boundaries on the hell we've been through? You mean it's going to get worse before we even had a chance to get better? Okay.
Yeah.
Come to my house and try to take me into a concentration camp if you want to.
Oh, yeah. You ain't taking me no camp. I can promise you that. I would rather die on my feet than live kneeling in one of your camps. You can bet on that. Well, Dan, they'll have more power at the door. I don't give a shit. I'm going to take a few with me.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's called company, you know, company commander. Come on in.
Yeah. You ain't going to take me. Like I said, there's another side. I'll find out what it is. I'll find out before anybody else. But I'll be damned if I'm going to lay down so this government can say, well, you might have a cold. Come with us to a camp.
That is so crazy, man.
I can't even believe that this is being talked about, dude. And nobody's worried about it.
No, because everybody's partying every week.
Oh, yeah. Playoffs. Who's in the playoffs? Folks, they're talking about taking you to a camp. This should be front page news. Everybody should be up in arms. Well, no, Dan, it's for your safety.
Oh, man, that killed me for your safety. Oh, that is the worst excuse in the world for my safety.
Who's going to keep me safe from you? We're sold a lie. We're sold a lie every day.
And like
I mentioned, Obama signed into law the fact that we can now use psyops on the American public.
Mm-mm-mm.
And they're okay with it.
Well, have you ever known the young people always say, hey, man, I got ops out here? Have you heard that?
No, I haven't.
All right, that's the new thing in hip-hop. Yo, man, I got ops out here. Got ops out here. Ops, what is your opposition in your neighborhood? When did your neighbors become opposition? Ops.
How they win. They turn us against each other.
Those are war terms. Ops.
You only use that when you're in Saudi Arabia. That's your ops. When you're in Vietnam, these are your ops. How do we have ops in America in our own streets against one another?
Well, they're effectively, no, it doesn't, unless you consider that they are turning us against each other. That's the whole purpose.
It does.
Turn us against each other, because as long as we're divided, they keep power.
United we stand, divided we fall.
And that's why you and I scare a lot of people. Because we absolutely should be arms. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
If you read everything everybody tells you, Herm and Dan should not exist.
There's no way. I should be defending myself from you, and you should be offended by me?
Yeah, absolutely.
According
to the world, but we get along wonderfully because we understand the world. We both see and we both understand that a conversation involves somebody allowing somebody else to have a different opinion and trying to understand that opinion rather than just shut that opinion down without any discussion.
Yes. And then we've been discussing things like this for years.
Yes.
But we...
Did you get
further than anybody else can talk about it, you know?
It's something we've done from day one that we've known each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We had some of the best conversations when we were traveling together that I've ever had with anybody.
Yeah, great combo.
And we never just sat there and agreed with each other.
Yes.
Right? We don't just agree with each other.
No, we challenge one another in thought, but it's not a disgruntled challenge.
Right, we don't take offense that somebody doesn't agree with us.
No, and lots of times we open up different angles to look at things further or broader.
Oh, there's many things that you've opened my eyes to.
Yeah. Same here.
And I can say without a doubt that there has been some things that you said things that I've just been like, what? And then I've sat and I've thought about it. I'm like, damn. I've literally said that to myself after a conversation. I'm like, damn, I never put that together.
Ain't it amazing?
It is. Well, it's respect. We're not taught our fellow man. We're taught to envy our fellow man. If they have something more than me, it was ill-gotten.
Yeah. But that's jealousy and envy.
Yes. And if people will sit down and try to have honest conversations, and see, here's the problem. I can't even debate with any lib because the second you skewer their whole premise, they turn to name-calling, and that's their only defense. They won't say, hey, you got me on that one. I was wrong.
Yeah.
You asshole, you bigot, you racist. They just start slinging terms around. When, in fact, their feelings just got hurt. Because they're wrong, and they're not allowing themselves to be wrong. I've been wrong many times, and I will admit it.
Yes. I've been wrong many times. And I let it go.
It's part of your growth. And again,
yeah.
it's what I said. If you're in your 50s and 60s acting the same way you did in your teens, you have learned nothing in life.
Absolutely nothing.
And that goes to this whole, and I know I'm going to piss some people off with this whole Dolly Parton thing she did at the halftime show. Well, she comes out there, a 70-some-year woman, in wearing the outfit of a teenager.
Yeah.
And all the women, you go, girl. No. Have some dignity. That's what happens when you age. You're supposed to age and not act like a teenager.
See, they used to age with dignity. Now women age with dick in me.
And then add on that, look at all these stars that are in their prime. They just basically go out naked in public now. Oh, I got a dress on. I can see right through it.
Oh, man, you know what? That is so crazy. As a matter of fact, you're speaking of something. I got to look up something while we're talking because I ran into some information, right?
Yeah.
About cloning. And then they brought up the names Keen and Kale. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, you know what movie they made, right?
No.
Good Burger.
Oh, okay. I remember that.
Crazy is, I'm trying to look it up right quick. You know, I'm driving, so I'm going to look it up.
Yeah.
But when we talk about Good Burger, they did a Good Burger too, right?
Right.
You know they look exactly the same way they did when they made Good Burger 1. Exactly.
No, I didn't.
Okay. Exactly the same as they did with Good Burger 1. Now, see, these are some of your underlining stars, so you don't pay them as much attention. They're just as popular, but you don't pay them close attention. Now,
true.
The word Good Burger, okay?
Yeah.
The meaning of Good Burger, did you know that? Is a film that can be interpreted through a philosophical lens as it explores several fundamental questions about nature of identity, friendship, and the pursuit of happiness. One of the central themes of this film is the nature of identity and self.
Wow.
Now, could you imagine there was all that meaning to that movie Good Burger and why they put it out, huh?
No, you're right. Hidden in plain sight.
Hidden in plain sight. Welcome to the Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. Man, I take your order. What are you ordering? What are you placing?
Wow.
See, there's a reason for it, and I knew it was beyond being a moron. Whenever you look up these moronic movies, they have much deeper meaning.
Oh, yeah, they do.
People, like, if you don't know yourself, it can get you.
Oh, absolutely.
That's why they make all these dumb movies like White Chicks and all of it has a straight up satanic meaning.
And now they've got so comfortable with it that at concerts they do it right on stage.
Guess who was Mick Jagger's mentor?
I don't know.
Little Richard.
Ah, wow.
Yeah, Little Richard was, you know, his mentor. He was James Brown's mentor. He was B.B. King's mentor. He was every guitarist you can think of and every piano player you think of was mentor, Little Richard.
Wow, man.
Yeah.
It's funny how deep this shit runs.
It runs so deep, Dan.
And it hasn't been an overnight thing. This has been
a
60 to 100-year process.
Once you realize all the presidents connected, you'll realize that all of this shit is connected. You just got to chill before you pull the string. Let me give you another example of Ring Around the Rosie, Pocket Full of Posies, Ashes, Ashes, they all fall down. You got Puffy, right?
Yeah.
And they're coming out with all the gay stuff about Puffy, right?
Yeah, they are.
Now, you know, Puffy and Jamie Foxx and several other and a lot of other artists right now are up on sexual charges from children.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Oh, yeah. I know that one.
Now, Puff Daddy was coming up, and, you know, Quincy Jones, the super booty man of all R&B, he's his little mentor. So what happened was Puffy was given something. Andre Harrell became Puffy's partner. Albie Shore, Kim Porter was his wife, but Kim Porter used to be the first guy's assistant, and Kim Porter was Albie Shore's wife, I mean ex-girlfriend. Puffy ended up marrying Albie Shore's ex-girlfriend, Kim Porter, who was Andre Harrell's assistant. See how this shit go?
It's all connected.
Now, Heavy D was in that group, and he was one of their partners. So it was Heavy D, Andre Harrell, and it was Albie Shore, and it was Puffy, and Kim Porter was ended up being a partner, and she was a Puffy's girl, but it used to be Albie Shore's woman. Now, Andre Harrell is dead. Big Heavy D is dead. Kim Porter is dead. Albie Shore just came out of a coma.
Wow.
Man, nobody can add something to this.
Just wow.
And the only guy connected to it all is Puffy. Come on now, stop playing, y'all. Either this is a game or everybody's blind. It's one or the other. And when you get into anybody, if we start digging into things, I don't care whether you go to rock and roll, R&B, hip-hop, disco, it's going to all come out to LGBTQ.
That is the truth. And if you listen to the Skull and Crossbones things George Bush was part of, there's a guy claiming that George Bush was gangbanged by 100 guys. I can't.
Oh, yeah, all of them had to be gangbanged.
Yike. That's part of the ritual.
Do you know? You know what the claim of the spoils is when it comes to war? Do you know what it used to be?
What?
The booty. The booty. Everything's about getting in your ass. I'm going to get in your ass. I'm going to kick your ass. I'll put my foot up your ass. Something always got to be up your ass for some reason.
Wow. That is, wow. That's
have you
true.
Noticed that, though? Huh?
No, I didn't. Until you.
And in the military, what do they tell you? If you was in the military, when you get in line, what do they say? Nut to butt. Nut to butt. Get it in tight. Nut to butt. Get up in there. Get it in tight. I want to see nut to butt on every one of you. Nut to butt.
Wow.
It's everywhere, Dad.
You're right. You're right.
Everywhere, Dad. They want men to love men for some reason. And I told you Christmas, we coming up on Christmas, and Christmas, which is Saint Vanilla, is the story of men buying gifts for men for sexual favors during that holiday. It's a gay holiday. Christmas is a gay holiday. We'll have a gay old time. Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Fa la 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 la. To the tis the season to be jolly, fa la 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 la, as we don our gay apparel, fa la la, that's a gay song.
Man.
That's a gay song. That's a homosexual song.
You know, it's such a subliminal thing, again, hidden plain sight.
Yeah.
Where and it's funny, though, because I can hear the people going, oh, you guys are just out there. You're reaching for straws. But they can't see that this has been the arc of the curve and that we're coming down to the end point of that curve. We're coming down to where being a man is evil. Being a man is toxic. Being a man must be destroyed. We must eliminate the toxicity of masculinity from our society.
So when Christians say amen, is it always positive?
No.
Because I'm just asking, could it be something like amen, like in resentment? I'm just asking because I'm looking at these things, and when you say amen, and when you kept saying amen, amen, as they say at the church, amen. After that prayer, amen. Amen.
Man, that opens up so many possibilities.
You know, that's all. And all you got to do is take one thing and just angle it just slightly different.
It's like when you were talking about the English language and casting spells, and I really started thinking about that. And then you said to me, "Why do you think they call it programming on a TV?"
Yes.
I had never put it in that perspective.
And when
in
you
my
program,
head.
How do you get your program across? You channel it in.
And each channel has a program.
And each channel has a program. And each program is connected to what? A network.
Wow. Yeah, I'm just over here going.
Like when we sit back and we want to look at things from a real perspective, you know, and somebody, okay, we are black and white. That's obvious. But when we start looking at things in general and we're both black and white, but we look at things from a general perspective, you're able to see things. Such as if I say Dan. The reason why I say Grand Rising is not because I'm just being a knucklehead. It's because the meaning of good morning is like when you told me about Black Friday. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
So the meaning of good morning is after the slave owners had sold the children of the mothers and the fathers, maybe if they were there, he would rise and tell them, good morning. Did you mourn well?
Wow.
Did you mourn well last night? So good morning to you. Good morning was evil. Good morning is one of the most chastising, evil things that a person could say to a person, and the powers that be made it something to be taunted by, and we don't even know we're saying something bad because we're so far in history gone, and they told you that morning means the rise of the sun. Morning has never meant the rise of the sun. Rise of the sun means rise of the sun. Morning ain't never been rise.
Wow.
Morning is the selling of people and the arrogance of the master and the pompousness of the master throwing it in your face. That's
those that control the teachings of history control the message. And if you keep the message hidden, then it just becomes part of society.
And we can talk trash. And listen, you know what's so funny? You see, I got hyped about that right then, and you know it's just passion, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely.
I just came from the doctor, right?
Yeah.
Let me give you a perfect example today. I just came from the doctor. And my problem was they tried to schedule me for a urology appointment to have surgery without me ever had talking to the doctor. They found out today that they had canceled two appointments for me to talk to the doctor, never rescheduled the appointment, and sent it over for scheduling anyway, and had them call me, and I don't even know what it was. So as I talked to them about it, everybody was pretty cooperative. When I got to the physician's assistant, which was the nurse that assists the doctor,
yeah.
As I'm talking to her, just like I'm talking to you, she said, well, I feel threatened. Dan, I tell you, she said, I feel threatened by the way you're talking. I said, ma'am, do me a favor. Stop all that Karen bullshit. I said, I haven't cursed one time since I've been in here. I haven't cursed one time. I was just trying to tell y'all I need to see the doctor. And your defense is I feel threatened. That's bullshit. If you want to feel threatened, I'm going to tell you something, young lady. I'm a thug and a brother from the war. If threatening was your problem, you wouldn't have to talk about it. You would have known I'm a threat. You're calling security. What the fuck is wrong with you? Bitch. I'm trying to tell me I feel threatening. I don't give a fuck. fuck about what you're talking about. I feel threatened. I need to talk to a goddamn doctor. You all have been neglectful in your goddamn job, and I'm telling you about it, and your defense is to tell me that I feel threatened. Man, go to hell. And I told, and when I talked to her, I talked to the lady, and I told the other lady that was with me named Kat, she said, Herman, and I didn't cuss the lady. I'm going off like this now. I just told her, listen, stop this stuff, Karen, because it's bullshit. You stop it. You stop that right now. And that's what I told her. And when we got released, she said, the other lady said, and it was another white lady, though. Karen called out. She said, the lady named Kat. Kat said, Herman, I apologize to you for what has happened. I'm going to make sure this is taken care of. You should not have been treated this way. And she started trembling and began to cry.
Wow.
Man, it brought out tears in me. And she took care, they took care of everything, man. Everything went great today. This is how things can turn around when you got this caring acting female. And it don't matter what color she is. This is what females do.
Oh, yeah.
The ones that just screwed up, they go into this defensiveness when they're wrong. You're dead wrong.
And I feel this, and I feel threat. They turn it into them. It's the perfect narcissistic move.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you.
Now, that's how you use the word narcissist.
The perfect narcissistic move. And she pulled it, and thank God there was another lady there that could identify with the bullcrap. She had been going, this woman ain't talking to me but a few minutes, and she already on the defensive side. So if she on the defensive side, then the lady named Kat, if it was somebody to be defensive about something, she should have been offended a long time ago because she's been talking to me since I got to the building.
Wow.
Kat had been talking to me since I got to the building, and we ended up going to the back with Kat and Jay and a lady named Donna. Now you can tell, let me tell you the difference, Dan. Now I'm telling you the people's names, right?
Yeah.
Because why? We were able to relate. They talked to me. They made me human.
Well, see, this is something, you've triggered something in me that I'm sitting here listening to this, and it relates to, if you've seen these videos with cops interacting with people, and when the people start making points with passion, which you're supposed to. You're supposed to have passion in your life. They want to eliminate passion because they want everybody to be these dull, monochromatic, everybody's nothing. You can't have passion. You can't have belief because passion means you'll stand your ground. So we must make everybody speak in a monotone where they have no passion. And you're not allowed to have passion. And passion is seen as a threat. And you see it in hundreds of cop videos. Don't raise your voice to me. That's my passion. And you can be passionate and not violent, but they want to eliminate passion in our society. Oh, damn. Lost him again. Well, I guess I will take that as a clue to end the show. Because it's obvious we're not supposed to be talking. This happens all the time. We keep getting chopped off. And I've had this happen in numerous different places. People go, oh, it's just technology. It's not just technology, folks. Believe me, the government pays attention to what you're talking about. And if you don't think they do, then you're wrong. Because somebody's going to prison for a meme. Just remember that. Just remember that. Somebody's going to prison for a meme. Your free speech is dead. Your free speech is gone. And little by little, they are destroying America. So, folks, really think about things. Representatives are now calling themselves leaders. Your representatives are now doing as they please. Your food is poisoned. There's plastic in everyone. And all of this was brought about by rich people behind the scenes.
And you had better stand up for your rights, and you better do it soon, because believe me, they are in peril. So as we always end the show, we will end it this week. If you're listening to this, you are the resistance.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground and take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.